Chapter 4. We are called to be fishers of men, not hunters of men. Kevin Mather, President, Seattle Mariners. Kerpock, kerpock. The crescendo on the racquetball rose to a climax as Scott and John battled for the point. The match stood at one game apiece. They had traded the lead 5 times in this final round. After several volleys, John blasted it past the lanky 25-year-old for the point. As he stood bouncing the ball, getting ready to serve, John asked, "So, where did you get the money for your fancy new Mustang?"
"Credit, man, credit, but it will be worth it. You should see how the girls turn their heads when I pass by with the top down."
John grunted, then fired the ball at just the right angle to bounce it over Scott's reach. To his surprise, Scott leapt up and smacked it. John made a half-hearted attempt to return the ball and missed it. Scott shot him a big grin.
"My serve, match point."
Scott held the ball in his right hand and squeezed it several times, like he was trying to force it to accept his will. He looked over at John.
"Man, you were something last week. Disarming that dude and saving the girl like you were some superhero."
He bounced the ball on the floor. "Where did you learn to fight like that? Some karate dojo?" John looked away from Scott and gazed at the wall in front of them. "When I was much younger, I lived on an island in the Mediterranean. My friends there taught me the basics." He glanced over at Scott, then back at the wall. He crouched down, ready to return Scott's serve. "Gets me out of a jam once in a while." Scott faced John and moved into a fighting stance. "You gotta teach me some of that. Ready for first lesson, Master Amato?" John waved him off. In his best imitation of Yoda, he said, "Ah, young Scott, for good only is the Force. For your own purposes, you might use it." Scott laughed.
"Good one."
He served with a powerful overhand. They fought for what seemed like several minutes. Finally, John fed his neighbor an easy lob. He was ready for the game to be over and was going to let Scott have the win. Scott took the gift and put all his muscle behind it. The ball raced straight toward John's face. He jerked his head to the left, and it whizzed by his ear.
"Dude, I win."
Scott ran his fingers through his sandy blonde hair. He rubbed his...